Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live at the wonderful Whole Foods Avalon location right here off of Old Milton Parkway. It's not even a half a mile, right close to a quarter mile, right off of 400 on Old Milton Parkway heading towards Marietta. That's a good way to make it simple for you to come check it out.
Heading towards Marietta?
Yeah. You're heading Marietta direction. Now, don't even...
You're not even heading... Marietta is to the,
to the
west.
Marietta is to the west of us. If you're going up 400,
yeah,
and you get from 285...
Oh, and you turn left.
Thank you very much.
Head west. Just say head west.
No, because you're going to call it north. But anyway... No, he...
Okay, no.
All right.
Let's talk about squash.
All right, well, before we get to talking about squash, we would like to welcome back... Chef Olivia.
Thank you.
I see you're having fun with that big oblong thing.
Well, you know what? I've been using butternut squash a lot in a lot of my recipes and demonstrations lately because they're in season and so beautiful, such a sweet, nutty flavor. So I've been using them in a lot of soups, and today I'm making a white bean and butternut squash succotash. Now, the biggest thing when I demonstrate this is people always ask me, oh, like, how do you, you know, peel it and chop it because it takes me so long and it's so difficult and awkward. So my first tip is I always like to deal with a smaller squash. So even if your recipe calls for a large squash, pick two small ones because they're much easier to handle rather than trying to deal with a big one. So that's tip number one. And then I know Chef Eric does it slightly different to me, but what I do is I like to just trim the ends off so that you have a nice flat surface and you can stand it up, and I cut it straight down the center. Get a little spoon and just scoop the seeds out, very easy. And then what I like to do is with that half of the squash, I'll kind of stand it up on the bottom and just hold it with my hand. And I'll get the peeler and I'll peel towards me, and I'll just peel half at a time. So I'll do nice long strokes peeling towards me on the top half, and then I'll turn the squash around and peel the other half coming towards me as well. And do the same thing. Literally, I can cut, de-seed, and peel the squash in probably 3 minutes. Really, really simple. Not difficult at all. And then, you know, you can chop it up however you like. Big chunks, you know, dice it, small chunks.
I got a question.
Yes.
I've got a way that's faster and easier.
Tell me. Share, please.
What you do is you go right over here to the Whole Foods produce section.
Yeah.
Go in the display case, and they have containers of already prepared and cut up squash.
Now, that is true.
So... why not do that and cut out the middleman?
We're a cooking show, not an assembly show.
If I did that, Chef Eric would probably yell at me.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so the other way you can do this, very similar, cut off top and bottom. And then I just like to take a very, very sharp knife, even a paring knife, and literally just cut down the skin all the way down to the bottom of the squash. The skin is surprisingly tough, and when you draw your knife against it, you can almost feel the point between the skin and the meat or the flesh of the squash, so it separates very easily from the rest of the squash. And that way you have one large squash, then you can cut it in half, scoop it out, cut it however you want. Very similar. I like Olivia's method, though. If you're not sure of your knife skills, or you don't have very, very sharp knives, then go ahead and do it this way. It's an excellent way to do it, and very efficient. And you can see here with the skin, there's no lost flesh. You're not losing a lot of product. So, anyway, so this is going to be a squash and red bean succotash.
Yes, it is.
What is a succotash?
Well, I'm going to let you define it, because I like your vocabulary better than mine.
I'm actually, you know, to me a succotash is just basically something, a bean and vegetable sort of mishmash. Just cooked down, and it's... I don't know what the origin is of the
word. It comes from the word succotasho,
which came from
the Succotash Indians on the East Coast in the 1600s. And they were a tribe that did not believe in eating meat, so they did all vegetables. And what they did was they actually chopped the vegetables.
Are you
up.
Really?
Yeah, he's probably
real?
Making this up. This is the Ron Burgundy moment.
Wow.
It's pronounced Iago.
Well, whatever.
I was actually believing him.
Thank you very much. Yeah. All those out there that are believing me,
don't.
Now, all I knew was that succotash has beans, and I always thought that you keep things small in a succotash. You don't have anything too big or chunky, you know.
Well,
but
yeah,
I could be wrong.
They're pretty rustic succotashes, though.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think succotash by its nature is rustic.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have a weenie or a foofy succotash.
Well, you can. You certainly can. But anyway, all right, so you got your succotash. Or you got your squash. That one.
Yeah, I got my squash cubed up. And like I said, I because we have the white beans and, you know, I don't like the squash to be too chunky. So kind of just keep the cubes fairly small.
I mean, one nice idea is to have similar sizing. I mean, you're not going to cut the squash down to the size of the beans,
right,
of course.
Exactly.
But it's nice to have sort of similar
Exactly. And that will reduce a little bit as well when it cooks.
Yeah.
And then for some flavor in the succotash, I'm actually going to add some Italian sausage just to, you know, give it some savoriness and some salty flavor. Now, you could use pork, Italian sausage, but I do find that there's a lot of people that, you know, don't eat pork for whatever reason.
Sure.
So I do like to use the mild Italian chicken sausage.
Okay.
It's leaner as well. It's only about 10% fat. You know, so for people that want something a little leaner, it's a great idea, and you still get great flavor from it.
Okay.
So that's going to add some saltiness, some savoriness. We're going to saute that up, and I'm going to do that right now.
Should we start with that?
And,
You want the succotash pot?
Yes, that would be great. Thank you. So, yeah, I like to just brown the sausage first, and then I'll set that aside. And then what I'll do is I will cook the squash, saute up the squash, and then add the white beans
and the sausage. So this is one of the great sausages that are prepared here at Whole Foods.
Yes, that's right. They actually just mixed this up fresh for me right when I asked them for it.
Very
yeah.
Nice.
And like I said, the nice thing about the chicken sausage is you can get flavor and it's much leaner. So just going to give my skillet a light little spray there because the chicken sausage is leaner, like I said, so you don't have as much fat to kind of...
Although, that's a decent amount of fat with the sausage. So.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so I like to get a nice kind of medium to medium-high heat there.
Sure.
And we're going to let that brown up a little bit.
Get all in there.
Thank you very much.
Food safety, thank you.
Yes, of course.
So remember, even if you're wearing gloves, you've got to throw the gloves out.
And the herbs I'm going to use today in the succotash, because it is, you know, holiday season, trying to keep it festive, especially with the squash, and we're going to be using some pomegranate and things like that. So I'm going to do thyme and sage. I'm going to do dried thyme, and I'm actually going to use fresh sage.
All right. So those for you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. I'm actually going to just roughly chop my sage. Some herbs, you know, I like to use dried, and then others I like to use fresh. It just depends.
Well, this time of year, I just think that, you know, the sage, you get more out of it now if you are using fresh sage. Dry sage, to me, always sort of falls flat.
Yep.
And,
yeah, what's your tip on that? Do you have any tips on, you know, for people how to know when to use a fresh herb and when to use a dried herb?
I think that there are some basic guidelines as to which herbs dry well, as long as they've not been sitting there for over 6 months. Once an herb has been dried for 6 months, it's lost all of its essential oils.
Yep.
So thyme, basil, even parsley and oregano all do very well as dried herbs.
Okay.
And are not as crucial to have as a fresh herb. Although, with a good bouquet garni or something like that, of course they're going to want fresh thyme.
Yeah.
Where I think fresh makes a big difference is rosemary and sage and other that are not small leaf-based herbs. And I just think that dry sage tends to lose all of the essential oils. The oils in sage are very, very... volatile, but are very short-term, so they evaporate very quickly.
Yeah. That's a good tip, because I think that's something that people struggle with at home a lot, is, you know, how to use their seasonings and their herbs, and when to get dried, when to get fresh. So.
And with sage, you've got to be very careful. I have had more people introduce you to their sage dressing, their sage stuffing, and it's like, It's so heavy.
Oh,
you've got to be very careful.
It's a powerful herb, yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think it goes perfectly well in a sausage.
Right, because you've got the
sausage.
The fat, the mouthfeel, the sausage. You need an herb that's going to stand up to the strength of the flavors in a sausage. What I don't like it is, I really don't like it in if I'm doing even a turkey or something like that. It's okay. For a turkey, it's good because it gives a lot of potent oils that maybe can permeate through. I think there are other ways to deal.
Yeah, I'm not real crazy about it because I stuff my bird for the holidays, all the holidays. I always use turkey, and I always smoke it on the big green egg. And I don't use sage in any of my stuffings because it tends to, if you don't like it, it can tend to...
All right, so we're
should I leave a small portion of the succotash out for you and not add the sage?
Go sage. Yeah. All right, so we got just a recap. The sausage, the chicken sausage is being browned. Yep. We're going to add sage and thyme.
And there will be no time left in this segment, so we're going to take you to the next. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the holiday seasons with Chef and a Fat Man. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. And we hope you're filling up and filling out, baby.